join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Let's go right to the phones. We got Jan out there in Missouri. Hey, Jan.
Hi, sir. How are you today?
How good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a question. I purchased online an airline ticket for my sister to come to Missouri back for last October. When I called to check about the ticket, and I said that I had purchased the insurance in case of cancellation, they said it didn't cover cancellation on my part.
Ah, well, that, you know what? They're right. And here's the thing. There's different kinds of flight cancellation and interruption insurance. And the boat, you know, when you see a little sign on most websites saying, do you want to buy the insurance? You know what? Read it, because it doesn't count when you want to change. It only counts if they change, if the flight cancels or the airline goes out of business. If you don't go, that coverage doesn't that doesn't cover that on that particular policy. Now, there are other policies. Access America is one of them. There are a number of other ones, Travel Guard, and we archive them all on our website at petergreenberg.com that will cover it, but I have to give you a caution. The premium is higher. And if you're buying an inexpensive ticket, or an expensive ticket, you have to take into account whether you want to pay that higher premium if the likelihood is high that you might actually have to cancel for any reason. Remember, there's weather insurance. There's trip cancellation insurance, which involves the airline or other travel provider, hotel or cruise line, going out of business or not operating when you need to go. And then there's, I get to cancel for any reason, whatever kind of insurance. And for that reason, you pay a little bit higher premium, okay?
Okay.
Now you know. Thanks, Jan. I appreciate the call. Our next guest knows all about cancellation policies of another kind when it comes to the cruise industry. And I have to tell you, the cruise industry has the most draconian cancellation policies in the universe. And we'll talk about that, too, with Carolyn Spencer-Brown, who's the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic. You can read her at cruisecritic.com. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, Peter. How are you doing?
All right. So how about that cancellation policy?
Well, let's just put it this way. Try not to.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is this. I mean, I would give the same advice to Jan if she were taking a cruise as if she were buying an airline ticket. If you're going to buy the trip cancellation insurance policy, don't buy it from the cruise line itself.
Well, definitely don't buy it from them, because one of the reasons is, and you know, it's not as much of an issue these days as it was when I first started covering cruising a decade ago, where there were a lot of small cruise lines out there that went under. Now they're all pretty much owned by the big guys for the most part, and so they're not going to go under, and that is not protected when you buy through the cruise line. But the other reason I say buy through somebody like Access America Travel Guard is because the cruise lines may be selling you a policy, but they really don't have your best interests at heart.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, here's the thing. You want to buy it from a third party simply because if you read the policies, they cover other things that the cruise line policy doesn't cover.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So let's spread out.
And I have one thing about insurance. Like,
sure.
If I'm buying a $200 airline ticket and I have to eat it, well, it's not pleasant, but okay. But if you're buying a $2,000 cruise and you get sick a week before, or your father gets sick a week before, or something happens at work, you know, you should be protected.
And you know what? You can't change the name on the ticket.
They absolutely cannot.
I know. So let's talk about what's going on in the cruise industry the way we were talking about what's going on in the airline industry with fuel surcharges and nickel and diming pricing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you're seeing that left and right now.
Well, we're definitely seeing the fuel surcharges, and we have on Cruise Critic an at-your-service story on fuel surcharges that we literally update every 3 days because there's a new charge every 3 days. But beyond that, I'm not seeing a whole lot of the classic nickel and diming that I've seen in the past decade or so. There certainly are lots more ways that you can spend extra money on board, but that's mainly because they're offering new services rather than charging for existing ones, like U.S. Airlines with the water, which is so ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But the best thing about the U.S. Airlines with the water is there's one exception to the rule. They're going to charge you $1 for a water unless you're sick and need to take a pill. I think everybody should show up with pills.
Hey, I'll do that. I'll just take my Tylenol.
I'll call an M&M a pill if I have to get the water.
It's also interesting that they said if people really, really protest, they won't charge them. So,
well, guess what? We should all protest.
I think we all should.
I mean, just show up there with M&Ms, call them medicine, and insist on water.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to do it.
Let's sell them outside the plane.
Now, what's happening? One quick question while I got you. What's happening with, you know, a lot of people at one point were showing up at cruise ship ports with cases of Diet Coke, cases of Jack Daniels, and loading them on the ship. And what's going on with that?
That's another very, very hot issue at Cruise Critic. And I'll tell you, the liquor ban still exists. You cannot show up. Well, you can show up, but they'll take it from you with a case of beer, a keg of beer, you know, six bottles of whiskey. You can't do it. I mean, they're gonna confiscate it, even if it's in check luggage, if they see it. Now, if you bring on a bottle or two, I don't think that's a big deal. But where it got ridiculous a few years ago was when Carnival Cruise Lines announced that it was going to actually forbid people from bringing on water because it was a safety issue. And that was so absurd, and there was such an outcry that they backed away from that. So you can bring on water, but it's like anything. Use your common sense. I mean,
that's right. What you do is you pour the vodka into the bottle water.
Well, they do that.
Did they really?
What I say is you can do it, but use your common sense. You know, I buy bottles of water in port. I'll go to a market in port. I'll buy some to bring, and then I'll buy a few more bottles while I'm there. Don't bring the whole thing on in Fort Lauderdale.
All right. Carolyn Spencer-Brown, the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic. You can read her at cruisecritic.com. They even have a British site, cruisecritic.co.uk.
Really
useful information. Thanks, Carolyn. I really appreciate that. That music means we're out of time for our first hour, and those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your weekend. For those stations sticking around, we've got a whole lot more coming on Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the island of Fire Island in New York, and we'll be back with more of the show right after these messages.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide, and as always, you're hearing must-hear radio on the SSI Radio Network.